Democrat Bill Mundell served two terms on the Arizona Corporation Commission in the early 2000s. Mundell says the ACC is a powerful entity that people know little or nothing about. During an unsuccessful run for an ACC seat in 2016, Mundell told KAWC that Arizonans should be wary of the ethics of the ACC. He tells KAWC's Lou Gum. That's even truer today.
I said at that time, whether you're Republican, a Democrat, an independent, libertarian, or a Green Party member, you should be concerned about the coziness of the commissioners and the utilities they regulate. And then last May, the former chairman of the commission was indicted for bribery by the federal government. So it's gotten much, much worse. A lot of people probably thought that we were, you know, being hyperbolic or exaggerating because we were running for office or crying wolf. But the facts have shown that we were very accurate in our description of what was going on at the commission.
You've served on the commission before, back in the early 2000s. How has politics changed surrounding the Arizona Corporation Commission? Republicans certainly seem to have been very focused on these seats for a long time.
Well, as you noted, I served on the commission for 9.5 years, and I was chairman of the commission in 2001 and 2002. And then there were a couple Democrats that won in fact, my running mate, Sandra Kennedy, won in 2008 and served for 4 years. But then what happened in 2012 is that Arizona Public Service, Pinnacle West, their holding company, spent over $3 million in dirty, dark money to beat her. And then 2 years ago, they spent between $4 and $10 million to defeat me and Tom Chabon, my running mate. They did that because Sandra and I both had a history of standing up to APS and the other utilities and protecting consumers. That was the whole reason the Corporation Commission was established in our state constitution in 1912, is to protect customers from unjustified rate increases by politically powerful utilities. And I mentioned APS, Pinnacle West, which I know serves the Yuma area. They got a rate increase last August. Their own staff said that they were over-earning, making record profits, and their rates should come down or at least not be raised. The commissioners ignored their own staff and raised rates anyway. People are seeing their rates go up much more than advertised. Last November, Sandra and I, Kennedy, my running mate, called for a rehearing of that unjustified rate increase. And as a result of that, a woman in Phoenix got over 3,000 signatures on an online petition, and now there is a rehearing scheduled on September 25th to review the unjustified rate increase.
Meanwhile, Arizona Republic reporting last week that APS may be seeking yet another rate increase.
They are. They've got another application pending to raise rates again. It never stops.
When I spoke to you in 2016, you said most people had heard of the Arizona Corporation Commission, but for all the wrong reasons. Is that still true?
That's still true. They've heard about the corruption, and they know even more about it now. And I've described it as the most powerful entity that most people in Arizona know little or nothing about. And I use the word entity because it's established in the Constitution as a fourth branch of government. It's not a state agency. It's not part of the executive branch. It's one of only 13 states where the commissioners are elected statewide. It's like running for governor or a secretary of state. Some people have described it as the most powerful elected office in Arizona other than the governor. And so that's why I'm glad that you're doing this interview with me and then with Sandra so that we can talk about the importance of the commission and how it impacts the lives of Arizonans greatly.
All right, that's Bill Mundell. He's a Democratic candidate for Arizona Corporation Commission. The primary election is being held on August 28th. Mr. Mundell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lou, for having me. It was a pleasure.